We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The draft will be seen on NFL Network. In fact, you can watch Path to the Draft now, Monday through Fridays at 8 p.m. on NFL Network, and you will hear from Charles Davis, one of the many draft analysts who is joining us right now on our Western Hotline. Charles, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well and staying safe, you and your loved ones and anyone who can hear our voices.
We are. We're doing all of the safe distancing. We're three people in three separate rooms, and Jeremy's broadcasting from his home. So it's taking all the precautions.
It's our new reality.
Yeah.
It's our new reality.
And when you look at, I want to get to the class itself, but Charles, when you think about the draft with the virus, all the stuff that's happened, the pro days, the no visits, all this stuff, the war room not being traditional, the facilities closed, when it comes down to it, football's football and these guys will be fine, or do you think the draft will be different or have some kind of an impact because of all the alterations in the prep schedule?
Well, I don't think there's any way you can say there's no impact, because there's a schedule and a rhythm that the NFL has had in approaching the draft over the years. And you know how things always evolve, right? They continue to evolve, move, that sort of a deal. But I'd say that the basics have been the same for a long, long time, right? You know, you follow these prospects from the time they're freshmen in college. You know, and maybe if some sensational high schooler catches your eye, he's on your radar. But you don't really start your scouting process until they're in the, freshman in college. And in the old days, you really didn't look at them until they were seniors. Now we're looking at them a little bit earlier. But the good teams follow these guys through. They start their reports early. They compile them. They add to them each and every year. And then you get through the season. The NFL season ends. We get the postseason all-star games, right? We get the combine. We get the pro days. We get the team visits. And then we end up at the draft. So there's a rhythm and a focus on all this. Well, it got interrupted. So for us to say, well, it's business as usual, and you didn't say that. I'm just saying when people go, come on, guys, it's football. Just draft people. This is not normal, okay? They have a way of doing things. There's a way to get information. There's a timeline of doing it. That's been interrupted. So to me, the teams that have done the best pre-work, mm-hmm. all right, without knowing that they needed to do that, are probably going to be better situated. And I've said this consistently, and I'll stop here. I think the teams that are dominated by GM, player personnel, scouts, and I talk about the good ones, right? Anyone could be dominated, but you can still be bad drafters, okay? But those who have the system that are good at it and have done all this stuff in advance, I think they have advantage over the teams that really rely heavily on coaches' influence, because the coaches won't have a complete set this year, right? You can't start. You can't start evaluating as a coach in the NFL until your season's over. Well, that's the earliest is January. If you're in the playoffs, it's later. Now think about those teams, and you're saying, hey, coach, I need to know about this fullback from such and such. I never saw him because everything got interrupted. So that's where I think it's going to be a little bit of an issue for teams that really like their coaches to be involved in the process.
When you look at the draft overall, are there a certain number of prospects, a short list of guys that you're like most excited to see in the NFL as you have scoured over hours of tape?
I don't know about that part. I think I'm much more excited to see who emerges as we go along, because you know how it is in our business, guys. There's no credit for picking out Chase Young and going, I think he's going to be really good. Duh. I mean, we all think he's going to be good. And when I always laugh when people come back later and say, boy, you said Chase Young was going to be good. He wasn't very good. I was like, yeah, me and everybody else. That's not the issue. Mm-hmm. The issue is always when you try to identify that player that comes off the pace a little bit that people don't know about and you really tout him and you say, you know something? Someone's going to take him in the fourth, but I think he's a better player than that. And you jump on the table and you really ride and you say, that's the guy. I think he can play. And when those guys hit, oh, you feel really good. You're like, hey, I know what I'm doing. This is really cool, right? And then when you really tout that guy and he can't play dead, and your guys are like, what was that? Ah, yeah, I guess I really didn't get it. Which is the beauty of the scouting, which is the beauty of the draft, because the three of us can talk it all day long, but everyone who hears our voices can do the exact same thing. And there's never been a better access to tape, right? They can watch all the games now on NFL.com and Game Pass, and you can get all 22, just like the coaches watch. And, you know, there's more college games on than ever before. You can understand why fans say, hold on a second, I can do the job as well as you GMs and you talking heads can do it. And that's where the fun comes in for everyone.
We were talking earlier, this is kind of a roundabout way, I guess, to get your opinion on Joe Burrow versus the other quarterbacks. Yeah. We were talking earlier about the, you know, hey, you know, what about Miami? Is it worth it? What would it be worth it for Cincinnati if Miami actually called and said, we want to go from 5-1 and offered them a whole bunch of first-round draft picks? What would the Bengals do? And like I said, it's kind of a roundabout way of getting your thoughts on Burrow.
Yeah, well, I think we can go ahead and go roundabout, and then we can hit a straightaway. How about that? I think the roundabout part of it is, if I'm Cincinnati, I'm not even picking up the phone until you tell me you're going to give me three first-round picks.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the reason I say it that way is not because I think Joe Burrow is absolutely the second coming at quarterback. I do think he's the top quarterback in this draft for a variety of reasons, which I'll get to. But I'm also saying, if you're Cincinnati, you got to have a reason to bring your people back to your stadium, don't you? I mean, if you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan, what do you have invested that says, boy, I really believe in my ownership in my front office? You don't have a lot, okay? So Joe Burrow being from Southern Ohio, winning the Heisman and referencing his hometown and the issues that they've had and trying to, you know, drum up support and money for them during that time frame. You know, if you look back at his high school career, they were abysmal in high school football. And then he comes along and they're winning state titles. I mean, this kid means a lot to his area, to the state of Ohio. Dad coached at Ohio University. You need that face to get people excited again. That's why if I'm going to deal away Joe Burrow, who is central casting for me, it's got to be something that improves my entire team. And look, three first-round picks will help the Cincinnati Bengals, but it might help more having a guy that people can rally behind and get behind and go with. Now, Burrow, guys, this is not hyperbole. If he had come out in the draft last year, he wasn't going until day three, and that's rounds 4-7, and more likely would have been a 5th-6th-round pick. I've got that straight from multiple teams. And then this past fall, I was actually doing an NFL game, I won't say where, talk with a player personnel director who I trust implicitly. And without even asking, he says to me, he said, hey, who are you locking in on? And such, such. I talked about a couple of guys. He said, hey, dude, I'm just going to tell you right now. This is September. He said, watch the quarterback at LSU.
Wow.
He said, I'm telling you, there's going to be a rise there. He said, I'm not quite sure where it's going to end. But he said, but I think that kid's going to knock our socks off this year. And he nailed it. So that's what the deal is. It's not just him going in the pocket and throwing it. It's what I call second and third reactions. You've seen him when he's been rushed. He makes a move. And then like Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't throw short after he's made the second or third move, does he? He doesn't take the 5-yard dump down. He throws downfield to kill. And, boy, with those receivers he had, it worked quite well for him. So I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. Yes, it's a big rise, so we got to be naturally suspicious of it. But I think it's a legitimate deal, and I think he's the best because Tua's been hurt and couldn't mount the same challenge. But if you watch Burrow this year against the best teams, he played really well against the best teams in the country.
We're with Charles Davis from NFL Network as we talk NFL draft here. Charles with us on our West Her hotline. You know, the Bills don't have a first-round pick. They made the trade for Stephon Diggs. So a two-part question before we let you go. One, what do you think of the Bills' acquisition of Diggs and what he could do for Josh Allen and in this offense? And then I'll follow up on pick 54 and what the Bills might be thinking in round two. But what about Diggs? Let's get your thoughts in on that.
Yeah, I think it's a big time get for them. And you guys know before the deal was made, every mock draft, I'm pretty sure, had the Bills taking a receiver there, didn't they?
A lot of them,
You know, the vast majority of them that I saw and, you know, and when I evaluated them. Remember, with Josh Allen, who I absolutely love, all right, and you got to understand, I go back to with him in college and got to know him a little bit, et cetera, et cetera. I love this kid. The thing he's going to continue to work on is being absolutely accurate, right? I mean, the throw that I know that's in his head all off season was a missed throw to Dawson Knox against New England late in the season. Okay, those are the throws that you're looking to get better at. Well, what do you do with a big, strong arm quarterback who might be not as accurate as you want at times? You want a big receiver who can help mitigate some of that. That's why I think they were looking for that type of a guy who can go up and get the football, go make plays. Downfield, short, intermediate, and Diggs can do all of those things for him. Plus, the confidence Diggs plays with, I think, is the type of confidence that rubs off on the rest of the team and your quarterback, where you say, you know something? I can take a chance with him downfield, and he'll make it right for me. And that's what they're looking for. So we'll see how that works out.
And then the second part is, who knows where they go, assuming they stay at 54 and don't move around. But, you know, offensive line, cornerback, edge rusher, some people are talking about a running back there for the Bills. At that point in round two, Charles, I mean, are we talking about good players still available at 54? Because I know we tend to focus everything on the first round of the draft.
Good point. I think there will be good players. Now, the edge rushers are going to be tough, guys, because there just aren't a bunch of them in the draft. I think by the time you get to 54, the top-rated edge rushers will already be off the board. So you're probably trying to generate that in a different way. But if you're talking about running backs, and I know we always say let's not overvalue the runner, and I know they're wanting Singletary to be the guy right now, but there's a good chance, guys, that some really good runners could still be on the board at 54. Because I don't think the run on them begins until round two. We might very well get out of round one with one running back going. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. But you get into that part of the draft, you know, J.K. Dobbins, Ohio State, Cam Akers, Florida State, you know, if you want a big thumping back, A.J. Dillon from Boston College ran way better than what people expected. I mean, he's a monster-sized Derrick Henry-looking running back who I absolutely like a lot. Zach Moss from Utah, if he passes all of his medical. I mean, we can go on and on with runners. LaMichael Perine from Florida, who I think you'll get later in the draft, you know, if they decide not to go in the second round. If you want some guys later on, you know, Keyshawn Vaughn from Vanderbilt. You see where I'm going? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of runners that won't necessarily be first-rounders, but once the run begins on them, and I'm doing a little alliteration there, there'll be plenty of opportunities and plenty of spots to take them. Offensive line, we're not going to talk much about the interior guys, like the guards and the centers, but starting in the second round, there'll be a good number of them there, and a guy that I really love is Lloyd Cushenberry, the center from LSU, who you can play at guard as well. I just like the way that he goes about doing business. Reminds me of those classic centers who take charge of an offensive line and bring those guys along with them. So he's one of those guys. You know, Ben Bredesen from Michigan as a guard, underrated kid named Ezra Cleveland from Boise State. Now we're starting to get into that position, especially in the interior.
Well, Path to the Draft, check it out. Always do. Monday through Friday, 8 p.m., NFL Network. You can also follow Charles on Twitter, at CFD22. You're always kind enough to give us some time. Thanks for coming on with us, and enjoy the draft this year, Charles.
Hey, you're always kind to me as well, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and being a kid who grew up in New York State, it's always great to be back in the Empire State. Good, guys.
Stay safe, stay healthy.
You do the same.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.